Hello, Dr. Marsha, and this is the break. So sometimes when I feel like I need a break from work, I watch Netflix. I know that is not in any way creative or unusual. I know I'm not alone. I like a bunch of stuff, different genres, and what I pick at any given time really just depends on my mood. And if I'm not in the mood to focus on something, which a lot of times, you know, after seeing people back to back to back or being in court all day or doing evaluations all day, I'm not really in any sort of headspace where I can really focus on a story. And during those times, my go-to is The Golden Girls. I love The Golden Girls. I have seen every episode of The Golden Girls. I think saying that I've seen every episode like 30 times is probably a low estimate. I can watch it anytime, in any mood. It always is great. I know all the lines by heart. I know exactly what's going to happen in the episode within like 30 seconds of the opening. I don't know if that's, you know, a thing to really brag about, but it really is my space that I can just go and be entertained and not have to focus too much. So I do love that show. Now, other times I feel like I do want to sort of focus on something, or I'd be interested in being entertained in another way. So I go to something else. I have a queue that is so long, I won't finish it in a million years. There are just too many things to watch, and I don't have enough time, and I don't really care to sit and spend all my time watching Netflix, although it is a great escape and it has done great things for me when I feel like my brain is fried. So anyway, the other day I started this show called Archive 81 on Netflix, and I don't know, I'm on the fence with it. The story is definitely interesting, but sometimes I'm really having trouble sort of suspending my disbelief. So the show, I don't know how many episodes are in the first season. There's only one season out. I've seen like headlines that say season two of Archive 81. I don't know what happens because I'm not super far into it. I think I'm on episode maybe five or so, something like that. I won't spoil anything for anybody who wants to watch it but hasn't watched it yet. But I will say that although it's entertaining, it has an interesting premise. I gotta say, this show should have lasted like three episodes, maybe. There are a lot of times that people are in situations that are just hard to wrap. It's hard to wrap my head around the fact that somebody would continue going down the path they're going when they're seeing all of these signs that say, you know, stop, get out, don't, you know, turn back, whatever the case may be. So the female lead, Melody, I think her name, Melody like Pentress or something like that, she continues to put herself in possibly dangerous situations, and I'm just not sure why. So she investigates strange noises. She goes to this apartment building where everybody's kind of off, and she knows that something's wrong, and it seems a little dangerous, and there's something possibly supernatural going on. So one night she wakes up in the middle of the night, hears some strange noises. So her first inclination is to grab her camera and go to the basement. I guess, you know, we don't want to take any sort of protection or weapon into the basement. We just want to take our camera because cameras have saved lives before. I don't know. But in any case, so she goes down to the basement, she investigates the strange noise, and then the plot thickens. And I get it. This is why we have TV shows of this nature, because if people actually heeded warnings and looked at danger signs and said, nope, not doing that, then you'd be out of luck because people would just not get into these situations. But she's really interesting. She's way too curious. After she saw the funny business going on, I don't understand where her line would have been to say, okay, I've had enough. So you're in this building, everybody's a little off, you find a cult in the basement, everybody involved denies everything she knows is going on. There are other weird things happening. So at what point does one like weigh the pros and cons of staying and say, I don't think I should be here anymore? This is seeming a bit murderous and I don't want to be involved. So listen, she was collecting dissertation data. That's like part of the premise, and I get it. Like sometimes it's a pain, sometimes it's tedious, it feels like it'll never be done. I mean, it took me a total of 4 years to collect my dissertation data, but if I ever felt like there was a possibility that murder would be a consequence of finishing my data collection, I would have had to reassess my plans and be like, you know what? Maybe I don't need a PhD. Maybe there's something else out there for me other than PhD and possibly murder. So there's that. And I've worked in a lot of like locked facilities where patients or inmates can be very dangerous. And One rule that was always there was never assist in your own murder. I felt like that was pretty solid advice. I felt like that would be, you know, great advice for Melody, but she did not get the memo. That's okay. So I'm sticking with it though, because it's very interesting and there are twists and turns, and there's a connection with another guy, Dan Turner, who's actually restoring videotapes and learning about Melody's story while he's restoring them. And he, again, my suspension of disbelief, because some guy offered him a whole bunch of money to restore some tapes, but the catch was the tapes couldn't be brought to him. He had to go out to this compound that's locked. You know, you need a key card to get in or out. He's the only one there. It's super creepy out there. And there is, like, the cell phone service is very spotty. And so there's only a landline. So he has no way of getting help. He's in the middle of nowhere. He's just by himself. So that too, for me, was kind of like, all right, well, when you get there and you see there's nobody there and they have nothing but a landline and that seems a little creepy, maybe you say, okay, this might not be for me. I don't know. Is it just me? What do you all think about Archive 81? Has anybody else watched it? Have you started watching it? Have you finished it? Do you think the payoff was worth the investment in terms of sticking around the whole season? All right, so that's what I've been doing this week. This has been my distraction in terms of decompressing and trying to unfry my brain after my days at work. So connect with me on Instagram at drmarshabrown.com or send me an email at info@drmarshabrown.com if you have anything to say about Archive 81, or if you're watching another show that you think is really good, let me know. Thanks. See you next time.